Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Monday, the first Monday after the NFL season and the first victory Monday here. The Eagles, Hugh Douglas, are 1-0. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, to all the fellas out there, quit taking this football thing so serious, man, especially y'all that, with no disrespect, that didn't play. I mean, y'all take it more serious than some of the players take it. Just relax, man. Trash talking is cool, but let's keep it to a minimum.
You sure about that?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
It gets a little, like, you know, you got to keep it. I mean, it's okay to trash talk, but just keep it civil. Keep it grown.
All right, grown folk. That's what we do on WIP.
You know what? Shut up.
Well, that's that too. We do it with grown folk trash talk here on WIP. And Hugh, today's going to be a fun day. And listen, I think there's a lot from the game on Friday. And look, if you heard us on Saturday, we were on with Howard. We reacted a little bit, but this is our first chance with everyone here on the Midday Show to react. So Hugh, we had a victory on Friday night.
Yes, we did.
It does feel like a little while ago, just like my brain, because we watched a whole day of football yesterday, and there was Saturday. But on Friday night, the Eagles went down to Brazil. Douglas,
and they got took care of their business.
They did. 34-29.
It was ugly.
It was sloppy. It was ugly.
But it was a win.
You know, here's what it was. There was, we could probably do different shows on different people. Like, there's so many positives I felt from that game, right? Like, and we're going to point out some of those people and players and coaches today.
Yes.
And then there was the other side where it was like, what was that guy doing? All right, so Hugh, we'll start here. What hit you the most? The Eagles won the game, something. Like, what hit you the most from the win on Friday?
I think the same thing that hit everybody. We got a running back.
Woo!
Like, listen, again, no disrespect to DeAndre Swift, but, man, that was different. Like, that was different, and it felt different. And for all those people that want to say, well, you know, we had a running back last year. Nah, not like that. Not like the guy that we saw the other night. Not that three-touchdown guy. That guy who scored more touchdowns in his first game than the team that he used to play for in their first game. Like, you know, for all those cats out there, Giant fans that live in this area, that wanted to point out so eloquently that, you know, Saquon is off hurt. It's only the first game. I get that. But damn, Buddy came down here and made a statement.
26 touches, 132 yards, 3 touchdowns. Let's put it this way. He was the best Eagle on the field on Friday night.
Buddy came to town and made a statement.
Yep.
And I know that this is a passing team. You know, we were on with the King, you know, Saturday. I didn't feel like arguing with Howard because, you know, Howard was all gung-ho and ready to talk about how this is a passing team, which is true. And I know he's probably listening. I'm going to probably get some mean tweets later. But, dude, the running game was the reason why we won that game Friday night.
38 rushes, 34 passes. On Friday night, it's only one game, but on Friday night, they were a running team.
But you know what? And it also goes back to how we talked about and what I felt was the case when Saquon Barkley got here. Like, that's not going to be the norm. We know that. But, boy, now you've proven, you've went out and shown everybody that this team is a legit threat running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's a legit threat, and that puts everybody on notice.
Well, he was special. I mean, the kind of players we know Saquon has been at times in his NFL career. We saw it in his first. He's the first Eagle. You'll love this one, Hugh, because you were part of this one. He's the first Eagle, Saquon Barkley, to score 3 touchdowns in his first game with the team
since.
Since
Deuce Staley?
Since T.O.
T.O. Oh, you're talking about his first time with the team.
In Philadelphia, 3 touchdowns. Saquon Barkley was awesome. Look, we got a lot to talk about today. 215-592-9494. Number one, they won the game. That's the most important thing. They got out with a win. It was sloppy on both sides. The field wasn't great. There was, you know, miscommunication. There was bad snaps. The new center. It was a lot. There was a lot of stuff. There's some high-priced players, which we'll get to later, just basically didn't show up in the game. But they won the football game. They made plays when they had to. I thought the defense early stood on its head when the offense screwed up. I mean, they put them in bad spots. And the game could have ended in the first quarter, and the Eagles' defense hunkered down. I was impressed with both coordinators in different ways. There was motion on offense. Jalen was way better against the blitz. There's so much. And the Saquon Barkley thing.
He took some hits, though. He got lit up a couple times.
He did.
Now, but look, he got the ball out.
Now, your biggest takeaway, Hugh, was Saquon, and they won the game. And that's the most important thing. But I'd be lying if I said my biggest takeaway was what was going on with Jalen Hurts at times in that game. Now, Hugh, I thought the last drive he made some big throws. He ran for a couple first downs. He moved the chains. I thought he was clutch at the end. And the throw to Saquon for the touchdown in the corner of the end zone, the throw to AJ, he made some good throws. But Hugh, his decision-making in the game on Friday was just, it wasn't good enough. I don't know how else to say it. Jalen Hurts, as a fifth-year quarterback in the NFL, has to be a better decision-maker. He can't turn the football over at the level on Friday.
He can't take a sack at the end of the half.
He cannot. So there's the sack, there's the two picks that happened, and then there were two more picks that were basically dropped by the Packers. I mean, we were this close to a disaster of a game by Jalen. Instead, it turned into, we got out with a win.
Well, I look at it like this. I feel like, and I'm giving Jalen the benefit of the doubt, because I feel like when Saquon slipped on that handoff
to start the game,
that threw everything off, because now you got to throw the ball. Like, I don't think that they wanted to do that. I think they wanted to follow this philosophy that I thought they wanted to follow, is get the quarterback comfortable and then, you know, give him some high percentage throws, mm-hmm. some high percentage successful throws, and then get into their offense. That didn't happen because you were behind eight ball. And then you think about it, those first three series that Green Bay had, they were knocking on the door ready to score. I was happy that this defense was able to bow their neck when they did and only give up 6 points. Because, boy, 6 points is different than 14, obviously. Captain Obvious over here. But still, for them to be in a situation where we haven't seen a whole lot of these cats play, to be out there and to be able to just hold that team, that high-powered offense,
that won the game. I thought they won the game there.
That was pretty impressive, man. That was pretty impressive.
It was. And look, the defense had some tough moments. They got some big plays. But they made plays, too. The Reed Blankenship interception was a huge play in the game. Like, we talked earlier during the whole summer lead-up to the season, would they make plays on defense? Like, the game Friday was really a Hugh Douglas special, wasn't it?
Yes. I like how – shout-out to all the folks that was tweeting me talking about luxury and necessity. I will admit, though, the other night, Friday night, they played like a necessity.
Well, they had to hunker down in the red zone.
They played like a necessity, but there were times where the luxury part came into it.
Well, they did give up a lot of yards.
Yeah, but they were opportunistic.
Yeah, the interception changed the game. The Eagles held the Packers to 1-4 in the red zone. 215-592-9494. What hit you the most? Now that you've had, and this is rare, usually we're on the day after the game. Well, now that you've had a couple days to kind of let this marinate, what's hitting you the most from the Eagles' Week 1 win over the Packers? In fact, they won the game, the Saquon angle, how great they were. By the way, Zach Bond, in his first game wearing number 53, did the number justice. My goodness, he had 15 tackles and two sacks.
Yeah, he did his thing.
He was awesome in his first game as an Eagle. What's hitting you the most after the Eagles' victory over the Packers? Is it the Saquon angle, or is it Jalen Hurts with the up and down, but the downs were, I would consider, worrisome there. Kyle, what hit you the most as the Eagles get to 1-0?
Well, I'm going to try not to make this personal and take a victory lap for the whole, you know, sign a running back thing.
Oh, but you're going to.
I mean, I will. Saquon was freaking amazing. He carried the offense on Friday night. I think after having a few days to sit on it and watch some other teams, I can almost sort of excuse the sloppy play from Jalen Hurts and the offense. Like, Jalen wasn't, like, awful. It was a mixed bag. He was accurate with the football. He just made a few bad decisions, and I think that could have a little bit to do with sort of being in the new offense. There were miscues with Cam Jurgens and stuff like that, so I can almost sort of brush that aside. I like the way the defense came to play. I mean, they were flying around. They looked like they were willing to tackle. They were all swarming to the ball. A few defensive breakdowns, but I think some of that just has to do with Avante Maddox being totally cooked, and hopefully we don't see him on the field for too much longer.
Totally,
he looks totally cooked.
Oh, he is fully cooked, yeah.
But other than that, I mean, like, look, I didn't see any offense looking like a well-oiled machine on Sunday or, like, really throughout the entire weekend. So at this point, the early stages, like, taking down a team like Green Bay, I'm thinking keeping the main thing, and a win is a win. I'm happy with it.
We're back. 215-592-9494. What hit you the most from the win by the Eagles Friday night against the Green Bay Packers? A lot of your phone calls coming up, but we'll have a montage for you, which we do after victories. And yeah, and the Jalen Hurts performance. It's going to be a big topic this week as we head to week two of the season as the Eagles are 1-0. I agree with what Kyle just said, and I think a lot of people will say something similar today, that it was the first game in the new offense. You give him a little grace. Hugh, you mentioned they were behind the sticks in that first possession. If But last year, Jalen made a lot of poor decisions, too. I just hope we're not on a trend now with Jalen Hurts where he's gone from a good decision maker to not a good one. 17 interceptions, 12 fumbles in his last 20 games. That's a lot. 215-592-9494. Montage next. All your phone calls. Some post-game audio from Sirianni and Jalen. Of course, all your reaction to the Eagles' 34-29 win over the Packers. That's coming up right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.